Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 12. Listen carefully, kids, to today's story. It was like God gave Abraham an exam of all the lessons he had learned in trusting God. And it was a good example of what God was planning in sending Jesus. I'll let the young man Isaac tell it to you. God provides a lamb. My father woke me up before it was light, when it was still cold, and I could see the stars. I remembered today was the day we were starting out to climb Mount Moriah. Mother had packed food enough for several days, and we had a donkey loaded with firewood and tents. I hugged Mother goodbye. This was a guy trip we were going on. No girls allowed. "Bye, Sarah. We'll be back in a week," my father called. Besides fishing, this was the first father-son thing we had done for a long time. Father hadn't told me much about it, except that God had told him to go to Mount Moriah to worship him. Father had explained about Adam and Eve to me and how death was the punishment for disobedience to God, but God allowed us to kill a lamb and sacrifice that to him. Then he would forgive us for our disobedience. "Someday," my father said, "God was sending someone, one of our descendants, to save everyone from death. Then we wouldn't need to kill lambs for sacrifice anymore." We walked and camped and fished. I caught a big one night, and Eliezer let me clean and fry it over the campfire. Eliezer was one of our servants, but he was like a second dad to me. My parents were pretty old when I was born, so sometimes Eliezer had more energy to play with me. On the third day, we saw the path to climb up the mountain, and we camped at the foot. "We'll camp here, and tomorrow Isaac and I will leave early and climb up and return in the evening. You and Zach stay here and wait for us," he told Eliezer. The stars looked so close, it was like I could reach up and grab one when we got up in the next morning. I tied the bundle of wood for our sacrifice on my back. Father took his sharp knife and carried a small pot of coals from our campfire. I saw Eliezer was awake and waved to him as we left camp. Father and I walked quietly up and up closer to the stars. We were about halfway up the mountain when I suddenly had a terrible thought. "Father, we have the wood, the knife, and the fire, but we forgot the lamb. We didn't bring one from home. How are we going to sacrifice to God?" "You are getting forgetful in your old age," he laughed. "Oh, no, my boy. You are the forgetful one. What took you so long?" "I didn't bring a lamb because God is going to provide one." He looked a little sad when he said that, and I didn't understand then, so I let it drop, and we kept climbing. At the top, Father set me to lugging heavy rocks over to build a big sturdy altar. When we got that done, we laid the wood flat on top, and I kept looking around for that lamb God was going to provide. Nobody's flocks were going to stray way up here on top of the mountain. Finally, Father sighed and said, "Isaac, my beloved son, God told me to sacrifice you to him up here. I want to obey him, but I can't do it without your help." He was sniffling and blinking. "God promised me he would send the world's deliverer through Sarah's and my son, one of your descendants. I don't understand why he would ask me to sacrifice you. I must believe that you will be raised to life." He hugged me hard. Well, I climbed up on the altar and lay face down on the wood. "You better tie my hands, Father. I'm not feeling so brave. I felt his tears falling on me as he tied my hands. He reached for his knife. Suddenly, God called, Abraham! Abraham! I'm here, Lord. Don't kill your son. You have showed me your love for me in giving him back to me. I sat up. Oh, look, Father, there's a mountain ram caught in the thicket by his horns. God did provide a sacrifice. We caught that ram and offered the most wonderful burnt sacrifice to God. As we walked down the mountain, God called again. This time I heard his promise. Abraham, I am going to multiply your descendants like the sand on the shore and the stars in the sky. Because you have obeyed me, your descendants will bring blessing to all nations on earth. We called that place Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Now, isn't that a great story of courage and faith? Listen again to hear about a wife for Isaac. Bye now. This is Auntie Winnie.